Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our guest this morning, ladies and gentlemen, IBO Cruiserweight Champion of the World, Kevin Arena. How's it, Kev? How you doing, man?
Morning, Mart. Good, thank you.
Long time no see. Last time I saw you was at your gym around Cedar, and now you're the champion, man. Well done.
Thank you. It's been a good journey so far.
Yeah, man. Good weekend for you as well, Arthur, man.
Big one.
Hold on to that belt.
For sure.
How do you feel on a Monday morning after a fight? What hurts?
My shoulders. No, not much this time. So I don't look half as bad as I usually look. But no, it's a good, like, you know, the after all the build-up and the preparation,
well
the
done.
Sunday and the Monday is just a good time to reflect and relax.
How does your family, I mean, your family still good?
For sure. Yeah. All good, thank you.
How do they take a fight? I always wondered, have you ever thought about that? The kids, the wife sitting next to there watching guy being boxed.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on them. They don't show much of it. They're great supporters of me, my entire family. But afterwards, I think it's a big relief for everybody.
Sure.
Very relaxed. And yeah, once it's over, it's good for everyone, regardless of the result. I think it's just the build-up is a lot of pressure. But like any sport, just how you handle it. And just on to the next one. I'm excited.
What is the build-up? I mean, leading up to a big fight. I mean, when does it start? Like the week before? Is there a change of diet?
I'd say the entire training camp's the build-up. So call it 10 weeks of preparation for one specific fight, you know.
Wow.
3 sessions a day, sometimes 2. The media build-up along that kind of pressure of it, you know, big expectations from people.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I think the training's the build-up. The diet's obviously try to keep a balanced, healthy diet, but that's not much of the build-up or the pressure. I think the pressure is the time leading up to the fight. And then once that first bell goes, then all the pressure and all the nerves is gone because you're fighting.
Now's the moment.
Exactly.
Is it too soon to ask what's next?
Not at all. We're going to sit and talk tomorrow with my management and my promoter, Rodney Berman. We're looking to pencil a date, 10th of June, to defend again, or possibly a unification bout for all the belts, because one of those belts have become vacant. So with my win on the weekend, a unification bout looms. But if it's correct, if the business side of it's correct, we'll take that fight. Otherwise, we'll defend the IBO world title again in June and hopefully unify by the end of the year. But whichever one comes first.
Is there one particular boxer that you really want to face?
There was one guy that I really, really wanted to face, Alexander Usyk, but he's gone up to heavyweight now. He held the other 3 belts in the division, so it was myself and him.
Okay.
So now I'm the only world champion in the division, which means those other belts become vacant.
Okay.
So I'd like to challenge for all of the belts and unify the division. Usyk's gone up to heavyweight, so it's not on my path now. He's a terrific fighter, but I would have loved to face him.
That is awesome. Chatting now, doing the song about this whole McGregor Floyd Mayweather thing. Was it last year? Was it year before?
I think it was year before.
What is your take on that? I mean, you know, a lot of people have different takes on it. I mean, McGregor is not a boxer. But all of a sudden now he's in the ring taking on one of the world's finest.
Sure.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it had its pros and it had its cons, advantages, disadvantages. I think because he's a terrific athlete and a mixed martial artist, and Floyd being a boxing purist, it created a lot of hype for combat sports. I mean, majority of the people that I know or people that I don't know are talking about the fight and still talk about it.
Sure.
So it created hype and a lot of attention to boxing and MMA. But I think if you're a purist and looking at the other fighters in the division, or Floyd's division, I can also sense it's almost taking the mickey out of the sport, you
sure.
know? You're using a sporting platform to make millions of dollars, which is not a bad thing. But what I'm saying is, for the purists, they're looking at it saying, this guy's coming across to the boxing world, he's never had a boxing fight, and he's stepping into the bank.
It takes
pretty
a
much.
Lot of money for it.
For sure.
So, I mean, you know, when you look over the years, the names that crop up, obviously there's the Alis, there's the Tysons, the Klitschkos, et cetera, who in your view right now is the big icon in world boxing?
Without a doubt, with Floyd having retired, Anthony Joshua, I think he's paved the way for us aspiring fighters. I mean, he's not that old himself, but he's a good role model for boxing. And he can fight. So the way he handles himself and conducts himself is phenomenal. He's a true ambassador for boxing and for sport worldwide.
Absolutely. Someone to look up to.
Most definitely.
Nice guy. So what is the link between you and Ed Sheeran? Do you listen to Ed Sheeran before you step into the ring?
One or two of his songs. Not two, okay. Not the loving, loving one.
Before you go into a boxing match, you have to just not his biggest love song.
Yeah, yeah. No. You don't want to fall in love.
Alright, no, you don't. You want to have the right amount of hate. Yeah. Listen, so what's the link between you and Ed Sheeran?
Alright, so for Global Citizen, yeah, I worked as Ed's close protection agent here on the ground, and we built up a good relationship with his team, his management, and his own security, who's Kevin Myers, who's also quite a public figure. He's become a public figure on social media.
Yeah,
We had a good time. We worked well with one another, and they requested to use me again for his entire tour. Yeah, and you know, so I said I'm available. It will be like 3 days after my fight, but I'm available. I hope I'll look okay. So everything went to plan. I don't look like scum of the earth.
And you won, which is also good. A plus for his team.
So I'll be looking after his security this side.
Okay.
His on-ground agent here and traveling with him through Joburg and Cape Town and his own security. So we'll be working together for the whole
cool
tour.
How cool is that?
And they were watching his fight.
Were they?
Yeah, they were on Box Nation.
They were watching because, like, did we choose the right guy? Is he going to win?
Yeah, picking, he's good.
Is he any good? Just something I've always... I grew up watching boxing fights. My dad is a big boxing fan, so we used to get up early in the morning and watch these international fights, and you get the coffee ready and stuff. And one thing I've always wanted to ask a boxer is about this whole face-off thing. When you're in the ring and also at the weigh-in, where you did like a stare down. Does it really intimidate you, or do you think to yourself, like, why are we doing this?
Well, speaking personally, not at all. Doesn't intimidate me at all. After the weigh-in, obviously tomorrow night you're going to fight. Yeah. So that face-off's a little bit intense because it's go time now.
Yeah.
But the lead-up to it, all the other face-offs, for me, doesn't intimidate me. I don't really enjoy it, to be honest, because I'm not an in-your-face type of person.
Yeah.
But it has to be done, I suppose, for the media, for photos and that kind of stuff. But it doesn't play a role. For me, it doesn't play a role in what's going to transpire on the night. You're either going to kick ass or you aren't. It's one of the two.
Have you ever thought of making it even more awkward? Just
smirk.
Smirk,
peck
smile.
Peck on the cheek or something.
Pout.
Yeah,
that actually happened to me, and it shocks you. It happened to me, I think it was my 10th fight. I'll find the photo for you guys, against the Argentinians. We got in the face, and the next minute he just kissed me.
Oh! I was like,
any guy goes, why didn't you, like, smack him? I said, because I was like, what just happened? So I just got kissed by a man.
Well done on him,
though. Buy me a bit of dinner first.
I was in shock.
Please find that picture. I want to see that picture. Listen, who is your boxing idol?
If we're talking on pure boxing and what he did at such a young age, being ferocious, try imitate his style, Mike Tyson.
Oh, Mike Tyson, man, I'm a big fan.
As a role model?
Yeah,
No. Yeah. Anthony Joshua, the way he conducts himself, is a phenomenal role model. Yeah. But Mike Tyson was ferocious, and hitting with that raw bad intentions is something that I try and apply, but also be a good person out of the ring.
I think he comes...
Not to say he wasn't a good person, I just think he had a troubled lifestyle as a child.
He was a badass.
And he came to a lot. But as a boxing... From a fighting point of view, Mike Tyson.
Do you think he was probably the world's most intimidating boxer? I mean, if you had to step into the ring against Mike Tyson, you knew about it.
Without a doubt. I think a lot of guys spoke out about it, the guys who fought him. And there was others that obviously didn't because there's that pride and ego. Yeah. But they say when you stepped in there with him, it was a cold place, you know. his stare-offs and the face-offs, I think those were real. He had bad intent. I think he just wanted to seek and destroy.
When you get hit really hard in the ring,
yeah,
I mean, you can't really show it. And when boxers do show that they've been hit hard, you must know. They got hit really, really hard. Have you ever been hit that hard?
Most definitely, of course. You try not to show it. And there's been times in fights, and if you look at any of my fights, you won't really know. But I've been hit that, you know, you see three guys in front of you and the ring feels like it's moving upside down. And you're like, what's going on? Just move it. We'll come right. It will come right.
Yeah, just
wait. The
like, maybe this wasn't a good idea.
You're like, oh, why did I sign the contract?
Damn it.
But then obviously that your experience and your fitness is what gets you through those big shots. You're going to get hit. It's inevitable. It's not about if, it's about when you're going to get hit and how you handle it that counts the most.
Exactly. So you are having a great week. You've just come off the back of a win, and now you're going to do a bit of work with Ed Sheeran's people. He travels with quite a big entourage as well. So, I mean, when they say that you are responsible for his close protection, you basically have to be on the lookout for any baddies.
Basically,
who wants
moving
to hurt
with
Ed Sheeran.
Him. Basically, moving with him, next to him, next to his security from the UK. That's it. Everyone else travels in separate vehicles. We're just there to look out for him and make sure of his safety and well-being.
He's a nice guy. You spent quite a bit of time with him last year.
And I'm not just saying this because I'm working with him. But honestly, I was telling Alma last week or the week before on In Touch, he's honestly one of the most humble people I've ever met.
Really?
Honestly. You know, as we met, he just had this humility about him. It was crazy. And he's a superstar. We cannot lie about it. He's a massive artist. He's huge in the world. Yeah. But just the way he, just his persona. I don't know. I can't explain it. I think if he had to do an interview in here, you'd say the exact same thing. You know, you get some people who just come across as, and you can see that guy's arrogant.
Yeah, he's just very casual and
he's
and
casual.
Humble,
he's humble. He's he just. I think he's a superstar. Just lives a normal. He wants to live as normal as possible.
He looks like a regular kind of guy.
Exactly.
Until, of course, he steps onto that stage, then he is absolutely extraordinary.
Super talent.
How tense does it get before those concerts?
Very tense, obviously, because being such a superstar, you get some crazy fans out there.
Really?
That do funny things.
You have to just keep them...
Yeah, you don't... There's crowd control for that, so no one really gets close to him. But like the build-up, you know, the rehearsals, that's what I noticed first about him was the day before Global Citizen, when we went to do rehearsals with Beyonce, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one in the stadium and these guys are singing and you can just hear how good his voice is and how musically talented those people are.
Sure.
So it's a great experience, you know, but when he steps on that stage, the presence and the star, you can just see it come out and those people go crazy. So it's quite intense.
Did they all chat to each other? Are they all like
Yeah, friends? They all get along.
Beyonce and Ed.
Yeah, Ed, Jay-Z. Yeah, they actually went through to the hotel to record a song the morning of Global Citizen, literally in the hotel room. Yeah, it was crazy. Everyone kind of gets along. Yeah. And they all know each other, I think, being in that celebrity world or being superstars of the music industry. I think they all know each other and at some point have collaborated a song or tried to do a song together. So
in the hotel, Nochal, someone into it.
Literally in the hotel room.
Well, it's fantastic. Well, listen, I don't think people will really spot you. You'll be lurking in the wings on Saturday at the big concert. Thanks for coming in and congratulations once again on a fantastic fight this weekend. We are following your success. We are supporting you and backing you all the way. Kevin Larina, champion, thanks for joining us on the show. And yeah, keep Ed Sheeran safe. South Africa is very, very excited.
Thank you all for having me and thank you to South Africa for backing me and getting behind me. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you very much.
Kev Larina.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Let's go.
Rock to the rhythm, you don't stop.
Your favorite breakfast show.
It immediately puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.